This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. A bit later in the hour, we'll be talking about science and religion. But first, one of NASA's Mars rover's Opportunity has added another first to its resume, the first meteorite ever identified on another planet. The rover spotted the basketball-sized hunk of iron from a distance, and mission scientists sent the rover over, along with its handy-dandy geological toolkit, for a closer inspection. Last weekend, they identified it as a meteorite. Here to talk about why that's such an important finding is Joy Crisp, the project scientist for the Mars Exploration Rover mission at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. She joins us today from her office. Welcome to the program, Dr. Crisp.
Yes, thank you.
You know, from looking at the pictures, it looks like something, a kind of a meteorite you'd go see at the Museum of Natural History.
Oh, it sure does. We are familiar with these rocks on Earth.
What's it made of? Mostly iron, like you see in the museum?
Iron and nickel.
Mm-hmm. And why is this so important? If we see them on Earth, what's so important about seeing it on Mars?
Well, clearly, the case is that the rock itself, the inside of it, we are familiar with these kind of rocks on Earth. So what makes this different is here we have an experiment in which a rock that we are familiar with has gone through the atmosphere of Mars and landed on the surface. Mm-hmm. So the experiment is, how has the Martian atmosphere and surface affected this rock? That can tell us something about Mars.
And what kinds of things?
Well, first of all, have the iron and nickel minerals in this rock changed as a result of alteration by reacting with the atmosphere or any past water? That's the obvious thing that's of most interest. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, okay, it made it through the atmosphere. A rock of this size and type and survived, and that tells us something about the thickness of the atmosphere and may tell us whether it could have come through the atmosphere recently or sometime in the past when Mars may have had a thicker atmosphere.
How far away from the original Opportunity touchdown site was this discovery made?
Well, we're about a kilometer away from there. We've done a fair amount of driving. We are near a piece of hardware that we dropped off as we entered the Martian atmosphere when we landed, and that is the heat shield. We dropped that off, and we are currently investigating that heat shield, and this is about 6 meters from that heat shield.
Mm-hmm. Is it, if you've seen one meteorite, should you see other ones in the neighborhood then?
Well, that is what our hope is. We are sitting out on these desolate-looking plains of Meridiani, where when you see a rock, it's likely to be a meteorite because there aren't hardly any rocks out here. It is similar to what we see in Antarctica out on the ice sheets, where if you find a rock, it's likely to be a meteorite. So now we're going to really keep our eyes peeled for any rocks like this, and we may find different kinds of meteorites as we do on the Earth.
Mm-hmm. Can it tell us about how the weathering goes on the surface? I mean, we don't know how long it's been sitting out there.
Right. And so if we see very little weathering, and any weathering that we do see, if it is if it makes sense for the current conditions, which is cold, we know something about the current conditions, then it would mean that it fell recently. If we see water alteration, then that would be a sign that it could have landed billions of years ago.
Hmm. And so we're just sitting there on the surface, like you might find it in Antarctica or something like that here.
Yeah, and it's actually a remarkable place. We didn't realize when we picked this landing site that it would be such an odd place in terms of having very few rocks, and the few rocks of large size like this may turn out to be meteorites.
And so what's the next exploration having to do with the meteorite then?
Well, we are finishing up our study of this one and characterizing it as best we can. It turns out that we can't grind into this type of meteorite because it would put too much wear on the grinding teeth. Mm-hmm. So we could only take measurements on the outside of this rock. But next we're heading south. There's some interesting features to the south, some different looking materials. And along the way, we will continue to look for any kind of unusual rocks that could be meteorites.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the big question posed when you first set out on this mission was to look for evidence of water on Mars. Does the meteorite tell you one way or the other? You've already found plenty of evidence for that, so does it help you at all about this question about water?
Well, it looks like this rock might not have those signs. We'll still continue to study it and try to figure that out. This rock may have fallen more recently, but the interesting thing is there should be more out there, and there could be rocks of different types, and some which may have fallen a long time ago when there was liquid water around, and that would help us figure out what it was like when that water was around.
Mm. Well, I want to thank you very much for taking time to talk with us.
Okay.
Good luck to you. Joy Crisp, project scientist for the Mars Exploration Rover mission at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena.